This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
As you know, we cover all kinds of topics on the program. This is kind of from the business side of things today. Tim Allen is in here from Tim Allen Equipment. Allen Reynolds, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So, you're celebrating 20 years in business. Do you have a particular date? That's it, the exact date?
I'm going to say it was May 3rd, but I'd been working at the school district for 12 years, quit that job to start this, and haven't looked back since.
So talk about your background and what else you'd done before you got into business.
You know, I've always been fond of mechanics, turning wrenching, trying to figure out how things worked. Even as a little kid, I would tear apart my toys rather than just playing with them normally and turn them into something else. So I've kind of had a knack for just tearing things apart and figure out how they work, and I just leveraged that into what we're doing today.
So it's one thing to be good at something and earn a paycheck doing it. It's another thing to be good at something and decide to start a business doing it, because the responsibility level just shifts dramatically. What was it about that that caused you to go that direction?
Clean back in high school, I knew I wanted to be involved with business. There was just something about it that fascinated me. We had kids pretty young, so I didn't have the opportunity right out of the gate. Once they got up into their teens and we had things kind of organized and my wife was working in a good consistent job, we decided now was the time if we were going to do it. So being America, the great American dream, we had to give it a whirl.
So as you figured out what it was specifically, were you already pretty sure that it was going to be dealing with equipment and rental and that kind of thing?
Well, I knew that it was going to involve turning wrenches. So when I started out, it was just fixing stuff for other people. But I saw the opportunity to take that and leverage it if it was our equipment. So around 2009 is when the real heavy transition occurred from working on other equipment to renting and working on our own equipment. It was a transition. It didn't happen all at once, but that's when things changed for us.
So at the front end then, you obviously didn't have a retail location, just working out of a warehouse somewhere or something?
When we started out, it was out of the garage at home. I purchased a used postal service van, one of the bigger ones, and had a friend help me build some cabinets and stuff through tools and a few, you know, normal parts like lawnmower string and pulleys and belts and things like that in there, and just drove around town looking for work.
Wow. And what was it like at the front end? Did you stay busy?
I was fortunately always busy. There's no lack for a mechanic that knows what they're doing. Us even trying to hire mechanics, it's difficult to find people that actually know what they're doing and can get it done the first time. So finding work wasn't a hard part. Learning how to make it profitable, I would say, was the hard part.
Well, and especially in kind of that mobile arena, you know, essentially you're waiting for something to go wrong.
You know, windshield time is a killer. So the challenge was you're getting paid while you're turning the wrenches, but not so much when you're driving. So there was a lot of challenges came with that. Fortunately, I wasn't doing that for very long. And John Michael with Colorcraft Paint and Wallpaper, he got in touch with me. I'd been doing some work for him, and he offered a storefront at the back of his building there on Diamond Lake Boulevard when they were back there. That was a great partnership that really helped me get off the ground and get moving.
So to be at one location where essentially people are now coming to you.
Yes, that got rid of the windshield time and helped a lot. We still did some mobile service, but it was more on the industrial side where they were able and willing to pay for windshield time to get there.
So when you talk about equipment, you started out, once you got into that location, did you start adding equipment, or were you just fixing things that people brought in?
That's where we did start renting. So it started off with paint sprayers and pressure washers. That's stuff that John had been renting there at Colorcraft, but it wasn't a good fit for him, whereas it was a great fit for us. That's when I really got my feet wet and saw the opportunity that there was in equipment rental.
And did you look, as you evolved the business, did you kind of do a lot of reading or look around the internet, kind of see how the industry worked? How did you kind of decide to shift to what you're doing now?
Sure. So 2007, 8, 9, the economy crash. When that crash occurred, United Rental and RSC, both equipment rental companies that were in town, left. When they left, I knew that there was still plenty large enough market to be good for us. So that's when we jumped in with both feet. When I did that, I've been a big fan of the local small business resources here, so like the SBDC. Had a great mentor there. He told me to look up and see what association represented equipment rental, get to know them. So that's where most of my knowledge came from, was taking his advice, jumping into that association, and learning from there.
So right now you're over on Southeast Stevens in Roseburg. You've been there since when?
2012.
And what was it like to decide to take kind of a deep challenge there?
I can only say thank God I got the wife I've got, because deep challenge is really understates it. There was a lot of very, very lean years, really hard times financially as we grew this. But, the community has always treated us very well. We've always been provided for, and you know, the neat thing is now we have something that is more relaxing and fun and an enjoyable thing to be a part of.
So over time, I imagine that you continue to acquire and diversify the type of equipment you have.
Yeah, it's really, really broad at this point. We have most things that any DIY small contractor could possibly need, from, I don't care if you're doing floors, your lawn, painting, excavation. We've pretty much got something to do any job out there now.
Wow. Now, I know very little about equipment and things like this other than how to write checks to people who know what they're doing, which currently there's someone actually working at my house right now, oddly enough. But some of this equipment, though, does not come cheap. How do you figure out a way to not just make that investment once, but make it multitudes of times and have it all pencil out in the long run?
First off, you've got to get comfortable with risk and change, the very things you were talking about. Now, there's a certain amount of data available out there. So this association's been around for a little while, and they helped us figure out kind of the basic equipment that a rental store needs. From there, we really pay attention to what we call missed rentals. So if we have a phone call comes in, it's either equipment we don't currently have, or maybe it is something we have, but we don't have enough of them. So we track that information really closely, and that helps us make decisions on future purchases.
And I imagine, though, you have to factor in the seasonality of certain things. I mean, there's things people are doing this time of year that's about the only time somebody wants that item.
This winter's a great example of the risk that you have to plan for, but boy, does it hurt. Long, wet winter where people really couldn't get much done. Now it's drying out. Everybody wants to do it. So having the balance of equipment, you know, not so much that you go broke during the winter, but enough to fit as much need as you can during the busy season, it's challenging to balance.
So talk about staff. For a long time, it was just you. How did that part evolve?
We hired the first employee. I say we, my wife and I. She's not a business owner, but she's obviously half the business. We hired our first employee in 2006 while we were there behind John's place. We bought our first building in 2008, and that included bringing on a bookkeeper to help with that sort of financial stuff. And then shortly after that, a man named Art Brown stopped in. He had been working for United, and when they left, he was looking for work. We brought him on. He's been the second longest employee we've had.
Wow. Now, how many employees do you have now?
We're sitting at 8 right now.
And is that, you mentioned the challenges of finding people who understand this equipment. Is it hard to find the type of people that are the right fit?
Yeah, I think that's true for almost any job out there. I'd like to say we're unique, but mostly what we need is people that understand the inherent potential dangers of this stuff and are really careful about making sure that the customers know their role in this and familiarization with the equipment, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and that would seem really important, because it's easy to get on something and hit the on switch, but what you do after that may not always pan out so well.
Yeah, and, you know, being able to communicate clearly on the phone is a big piece of that, because it's normal for somebody, those first 5 minutes when you're there, there's a lot going on. You'll miss some things. It's not a big deal. All we ask is just stop. When things aren't working right, just stop. Pick up the phone, call. We can probably walk you through it. We don't need to send somebody out. So mostly just getting folks to relax and be comfortable with it.
All right, more with Tim Allen when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming at 1. Peter Greenberg with Eye on Travel later today at 4. And on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County, we're going to reveal music on the half shell. Just a couple of hours after it becomes official, Clint Newell will be in for that. Give you the lineup, talk more about the summer concerts planned this year. Tim Allen with us here from Tim Allen Equipment, Allen Rentals. And you mentioned just a few minutes ago a long-term employee and a long time in the business for you and other folks as well. And I understand you've got a change there.
We do. You know, it's going to be hard to see Art go, but he's reaching the retirement age. He's got some big plans coming, and it doesn't involve coming into work anymore. Pretty much any contractor that's rented equipment in this area in the last probably 30 years or better has met Art, and June 2nd is going to be his last day. We're going to have an event there for him. It'd be neat if some contractors could stop by and say goodbye to Art there, but yeah, it's going to be a tough one for me. He's been a very super loyal, wonderful employee, and we're going to miss him.
How many or what time is the event?
We're going to be doing that from 10 to 2 in Roseburg.
Okay, and so
I'm sorry, from 10 to noon.
10 to noon, okay. So people can stop by there for that. Now, along the way, and I couldn't remember how far back, you, I think, acquired a second location in South County?
Correct. So in 2017, we purchased South Umpqua Rentals. There's been some name change stuff going on, but basically we tried to create the similar experience in both stores. They both operate under the same name now, and that kind of goes along with our long-term plans.
And that makes a lot of sense in terms of if some of these items, if you're in South County and need them, you don't necessarily want to spend an hour, hour and a half on the freeway going to get them, picking them up, filling out paperwork, and bringing them back when they're closer to you.
Yeah, and buying that store versus starting one from scratch helped us just jump in with one that was already there functioning. People knew it was there, and we were able to learn a lot in the first few years as far as how to build out a business model that we could put in any community, if you will. So it was a huge learning experience. You know, that comes with both pluses and minuses. But in the end, it's going to help us to grow the business down the road.
Now, we found out a few years ago, you talked about getting involved with the National Association early on, but you've really gotten involved.
Yeah, I actually had to send a note to the mentor that helped with that. He told me to get involved, and when I got there, I saw that the state association was struggling a little bit, so I volunteered in that role, and it was pretty successful. That caught the attention of National, and I ended up being on the executive board of the National Association.
So are you still doing that?
I am not. My term expired last year, and right now I'm on their legislative committee, but that's all I'm doing for them right now.
What kind of things did you learn out of that experience?
You know, everything is very, very complex. Anything legislative-wise moves very slow, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's tough when you're wanting the change to occur, but the fact that there's plenty of roadblocks in the way probably has just as much good to it as it does bad.
And I recall a few years ago, seems like you were at like one of the national shows or something, which seemed pretty daunting to you.
I think what you're talking about, so I had to speak in front of, it was like 3,000 people. This was a big production. You meet some really famous people there, but to be up on stage and speaking solo in front of that many people, that was definitely a unique experience.
And there are trade shows as well where they kind of do big rollouts of things for folks to come see, right?
Every year we go to the trade show, and that's where we learn about new equipment, or maybe it's just a change to a piece of equipment so that we can stay up on what the new best trends are.
Now, along with being involved in your industry and trying to run a business, you've also been involved in different things in the community. Talk about that.
Economic development is something I'm just super passionate about. I've had the opportunity to do this American Dream thing. I know the opportunity exists. What I want to see is more of it in this area. We kind of have had a culture for a long time where people feel that it can't happen. I'm proof that it can, and I want to help other people do that. So when there's an opportunity to serve on one of these economic development commissions, whether it's the city, county, or some local small one, I typically will jump in.
Now, are you on one now?
Coos Creek Douglas Business Development. I'm the chairperson for that one right now. And I also sit on the planning commission for the county.
So clearly a lot of free time.
Sure, lots of free time.
But I suspect that you start your day early and end it late.
That would be correct, yes.
So what about, I ask this periodically as different people roll through as kind of an aside to just the last few years, what about the pandemic? What kind of effect did that have on your business?
I would say we got pretty lucky on that. We learned a lot. So part of the deal in business, I've always believed strongly that you've got to build something that any person can no longer be there, whether we get hit by a bus or whatever, and survive. We really had to kind of test it then. So early on, we had to think of a way where we could run the business if we lost several people to being down with COVID or, you know, heavens forbid, worse. So we actually separated out administrative roles, and I did them from home rather than at the shop for a while, just to try and give that layer of separation. If the virus ran through the business, we knew, well, we have the stuff to kill the virus, but you still lose those people for, what was it, 10 to 14 days or something. So by us not being there, we wouldn't have had the infection. We could have kind of swapped roles where then we jump in, we run the counter and things like that while the people are able to stay home and get well.
Wow, and I think not every company probably thought it through like that.
Well, you know, it just... I guess it just occurred to us. I know that a lot of them didn't. We're in peer groups, and you know, they had different ways of handling it. There were things I felt like they did better than we did, so a lot of touchless transactions and work like that that we didn't do. So yes, I feel that we did make a smart move there, but there's also other things we could have done better probably.
And one aspect of it though, as things rolled through after the first kind of shock, you know, 2 or 3 months there, is that people were at home, suddenly they looked around and decided to improve their home, yard, and all that, which probably brought some people in.
Yeah, it was interesting. So our friends in the event rental market were devastated by this. We actually ran pretty neutral. Our revenue was down a little bit overall, but it wasn't anything like the degree of the event rental. So we were pretty fortunate there.
As you look ahead to the future of your business, what kinds of things do you want to add in or add to?
We still need to add more variety to our aerial equipment. We have a pretty good selection of it, but there's some areas we're weak on. We're always interested in, you know, other communities that aren't served at all, and so we're eyeing that. And then my son has taken a much larger role in the business, so it's been fun working with him and getting him to provide his input. And so he's got some ideas of his own as well.
And again, you've got the special event early in June. Remind folks about when and where for that.
Yeah, so it's kind of a hitting two birds with one stone, our 20th year anniversary, and then this retirement party for Art. Again, I hope some contractors that have done business with him over the years are able to show up, but that'll be June 2nd from 10 a.m. to noon here in Roseburg, and then I'm going to take Art down to Myrtle Creek so he can visit with those folks after that.
All right, Tim Allen Equipment and Allen Rentals, 20 years of business. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.